Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hi guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You might have seen me on social media, but if you haven't seen me on social media, don't worry. There's loads of time to get to know me on this podcast. I spill all of my secrets. I tell you all of my traumas. I cry regularly. I laugh regularly. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Every week, guys, I pick a topic. I talk about it. I try to stick to the topic. A lot of the time I don't. And I answer your dilemmas. If you're a new listener, welcome and strap yourself in. Come along with me for the ride. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you for listening every week. Hello, girls, and welcome back. Oh my God, I can see myself on the camera. Girls, I'm sitting in a new place this week. And normally I can't see myself on Lauren's camera. Now I can. And I'm flapping my hands and I can see it. It's amazing. Welcome back to episode 32 of Unscripted. We have a very exciting episode this week that I think a lot of you girls will be very excited with. We have some very familiar faces. But before we get into the episode, you know, I was trying to think of what I could actually fill you in on this week. Lauren, look at me talking with my hands because I can see myself. I was trying to think of what I could fill you in on. Honestly, nothing, because my life has been a hell. And I'm not even using this word lightly, girls. I have been depressed out of my head. I swear to God, Alex felt so sorry for me because I literally spent a whole like 3 days just bawling my eyes out crying because my foot was in a boot. I had to go back to the VHI, was getting awful like shooting pains with my ankle and all. I was like, this is not ligaments, like there's no way. So I went back to the VHI and they were like, oh yeah, this could be a stress fracture. And they done like loads of little like push your foot this way and do this and do this. And they were like, okay, you need a boot. So they put me in a boot and crutches and they told me I had to use both of them, a boot and crutches. Like how fucking miserable is that? So long story short, I kept the boot on for like a week and then I said, fuck this shit, and took it off. Now my foot actually does feel a lot better. It only hurts now if I walk for like 10 minutes, whereas before it literally hurt when I was resting. So I do think that it might have just been ligaments and just taken a bit longer to heal because I wasn't putting any pressure off it. And I think the little week on the boot really helped it. But I'm raging, girls. I'm going to INAPA. I still can't go back to the gym because it does hurt after walking for like 10 minutes. But I don't know. I'm kind of just ignoring it now. I'm like one of these people that I'm like the biggest hypochondriac. But if something's actually wrong, I'm like, oh, it's grand. It'll go away. You know? Same when I had that cellulitis. Like literally my whole fucking body's burning up. I'm going septic. And I'm like, oh, I think, no, maybe I just have COVID. You know what I mean? So I can be the biggest drama queen, but also not look after myself properly. But yeah, I'm out of the boot now. They said I only need to wear it until it stops hurting. And it doesn't hurt now unless I'm walking for 10 minutes. So that to me says that I can stop wearing it. Yous are probably going to write in and tell me that I'm wrong, that it probably is a stress fracture. And because my dad was saying that with a stress fracture, you can walk on it. And some people even run on stress fractures and they don't realize. And it just hurts when you exacerbate it. Is that the right word? But I'm hoping that's not the case and it was just ligaments. A lot of you girls messaged me saying that your ligaments took 6 weeks to like fully get back to normal. So we'd be coming into week like, what would it be, Lauren, now? Like 3 or 4? 4, I think.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be 4 weeks since I hurt it. So it kind of makes sense now to me that maybe it is ligaments because it's 4 weeks and it's starting to feel a little bit better now. And I don't feel like I need the boot. I know yous are probably going to give out to me, but I really don't feel like I need it. Okay. Anyway, that's all. I don't have anything to fill yous in on because my life has been boring as shit. I was invited to the races, couldn't go to them. Well, I could have, but like, do I want to hop around the races in a boot? No, I don't. So yeah, it's been a pretty shit few weeks, but it's fine. It's fine. We're looking on the positive outlook of life. At least I got to laze around and do absolutely nothing.
I need to know what you were doing up at 10 a.m. that day.
I have been getting up earlier now. Since I hurt my foot, actually, I haven't been getting up earlier. I've been fucked my sleeping pattern again. But I was spending weeks getting up at 9 a.m. Didn't know what was going on, who I was.
When I saw that, I thought the world was burning. I was like, Niamh O'Connor. The only time she's up before 10 a.m. is when she's on Ireland AM.
Yeah, literally, that is true. But you know what? People give me so much shit for waking up at like late. Like I, like this morning I woke up at 11:30. But I stay up filming content until fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's not like I'm fucking asleep all day. I still only get about 6 hours sleep a night. It's just like a different, like even when I worked in an office, like I think I said this last week, but even when I worked in an office, I worked nights. So I'd still be asleep during the day. I think my brain is so much more active at nighttime and I get things done. Like I do deep clean the house at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like I'm just a late riser. I hate mornings, hate early mornings, hate being up early. It's literally my idea of hell. Right, into today's guests, girls, I think yous are going to be over the moon with today's guests. I think there's going to be a lot of you girls that it's a crossover of audiences that you might listen to their podcast. There's a little hint, as well as listening to mine. This week, we have the hosts of the Hold My Drink podcast, Charlene and Ellie.
Girls, do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Charlene Murphy.
And I'm Ellie Kelly.
I haven't said that in so long. I feel like...
When you say your own full name, you're like, oh.
Because it's when our... on our yeah, the full name, that's what it is. Because we would just say our first names on the podcast.
Charlene and Ellie, yeah.
I forgot my second name there.
I feel like this is a long time coming. And just for, I suppose everybody knows Charlene and Ellie that listens to this podcast, Be So For Real. There's definitely so much crossover, I feel.
Ah, yeah.
Like
definitely.
Audiences.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God, I'm real nerd, girl.
No. We're all just having a chat.
So girl, for anybody listening, I get real nervous when guests come on, but I'm really nervous with yous too, because yous are like the icons of the podcasting world in Ireland. Yous kind of set the fucking tone, or like... I know you probably weren't the first podcast, but you really started the, like when you started your podcast, I feel it was when a lot of people then started seeing like, okay, this is an actual thing.
I think there was just a gap at the time.
We came in at a really good time where there was very few women-led podcasts in Ireland. Yeah. The only one that, remember looking at the charts, like now there's so many people we know, we're like, oh no. But like at the time it would have been My Therapist Ghost, I mean, that was kind of it.
Yeah.
So we've seen a gap there, and since then the podcast industry is just like, not that
blew up.
No, I'm not saying since but I just mean in general. I think we like, we're just, it's like when you get a good business at the start of when that thing gets big.
Yeah.
We just happened, it just happened to be that
the time.
That time
it was just on our
side. The time it was great.
He's definitely, I think there's so many more podcasts now, and I think he's definitely got in at the right time. But I think you have set the tone. Give yourselves credit. Right, let's go all the way back to the start and how you both got into social media. Do you want to start, Charlene?
So I had a blog, like a written fashion blog.
Oh, I remember you said that
before. Like, in this was in secondary school, and I was like, I'd post my outfits and like write about them, like, and then I was like, oh, I hate writing, but anyway. I kept doing it. This thing had zero views, like every post zero because I wasn't showing it to anyone, and like you can't, it's like having a website now and not telling anyone about it. No, like, one's got, I didn't understand that at the time, like I thought people just I'd just become instantly famous.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, that wasn't the goal anyway. It's just, I just loved fashion and beauty. I loved YouTube at the time, but I would have been shitting my pants to do that. Like that was so far out of my reach, but I done that. Then someone in school found it and I just shut down. I was like, that's the end of that chapter.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sad.
That's so sad. So I was done with that life. Then I wanted to do singing YouTube. So I started that when I was still in school, I think it was. And I remember it being my New Year's resolution. I was going to post a YouTube singing video. I remember posting it, and it was on my webcam of my laptop.
Yeah.
It was so grainy. Like, it was literally crispy. Then done that for a little while. And then when I started college then, I was like, new person. Like, everyone's school's gone. Don't really care. Because it was everyone's judgment that really made me not do it. And then I started the blog. So it went actually well, but then decided I don't really like writing part. I like the pictures, and the Instagram was kind of big at the time. So I started just posting on there. Like, one of my first posts is like a picture of two Penny's underwear sets. Being like, look, love these girls.
Get
like,
these, girls.
Get these. But I remember my Penny's posts used to always do so well. Because people people love Penny's.
And people relate to it as
beautiful. And everyone goes, like, so I just kind of started from that. And then I remember even posting my stories for the first time. Like, my voice was like shaking. I was so nervous. But just kept going and kept pushing through things that made me shit myself.
Imagine you hadn't have, like, imagine like people's opinions. I always think about that for all of us. Imagine, because I'm sure we all had a bit of that
times.
In the beginning. Imagine we let like people's opinions.
Imagine you cared that much. It'd be real. It'd be sad. Like, just not.
Sad. Yeah.
Not knowing where you are.
What about you, Ellie? How did you? I actually don't know how you started.
Oh.
How did you start?
When I was 20, I think I started working in Inglot.
Oh,
at the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I started working in Inglot, and actually my managers that we both have now worked in Inglot at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was added onto a pro team, they called it. So it was like different artists from different locations all over Ireland were on this Inglot pro team. And mm-hmm. we did tours around Ireland, like makeup shows and stuff. But they really pushed us to share it on social media.
Yeah.
But it was all Facebook at the time.
Yeah. Right.
So like I'm talking 10 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
But I used to love a Monday in work because you'd sit on counter. It was like a free day kind of. You'd sit on counter recording a video and your task for the day was to edit it.
And that's it.
And
oh, love yeah, that.
Love a Monday in work.
Yeah.
You'd only have to go in and do that. So I think it started kind of kicking off from then, posting videos then, and I'd do little masterclass in work and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it really kind of shot off when I moved to Canada.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I moved to Canada when I was 22.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were kind of interested in what you're doing, what's
yeah,
going on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had a little bit of a like an online presence. I remember there's still a post on my page thanking everybody for 5,000 followers.
Oh, stop. That and was so like, cute. Oh. That's so nice that you have that.
I was like, oh, it's way, way down. Yeah. But yeah, I think it all kind of kicked off when I went to Canada and then hated Canada with a passion mm-hmm. and moved home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home then, I was like, I might try and give this a go on its own. Like, because I remember I was getting PR sent to the Inglot counter. I think I got in trouble for it one day. They were like, bitch, we can't, like, stop. Because I'm on the Inglot counter opening up other brands. They're like, don't really think this is a good look.
Yeah.
So when I came home then, I said, I'm going to try and give it a go on my own. And that was 8 years ago, yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And it popped off from there.
Kind of, yeah.
I remember, I feel like makeup was huge.
I know. It makes me so sad.
Was that like the 2016 era?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was your cookery. We were only talking about it actually in the podcast. That was your cookery, pigment. Yeah.
And I think that's going to come back.
It needs to because I'm bored.
That as well, yeah.
I'm bored.
I feel like we just go round. Like, even, you know, the way Y2K
fashion.
Is back now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So my mom always says that, like, fashion and everything, it always comes back in circles.
Full circle.
Even the really boho does. Vibes, like, that was, like, 10 years. Like, it comes around every 10 years.
Yeah. Everything comes
like
back.
That. Yeah, like, well. I don't want it to come back because I can't do cookery. I can't do a sparkly, shimmery
Yes, you can.
I can. So I'm, like, love clean girl because I don't do anything.
I've got, like, these big wings. Like, I mean, like, this big up
the
my
sellotape
face.
On the face.
Yes.
Up here
yeah.
I used to nose dive into the Urban Decay naked palette.
Oh yeah.
I used to use every shade. But
I wish I still had one of them.
Next. Yeah. It was just a big muck on my
nose. Yeah. Do you know, so it's funny you say, when you said about the YouTube there, I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast, right? But it reminded me when I was in secondary school, I made a YouTube. I thought I could sing, right? I cannot sing. Like, I
need to hear it. I need to hear it.
So bad, like a bag of cats, right?
Can we include a clip?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, right? You have to find
I was only saying this to my friends the other day. I don't ever remember deleting this YouTube channel.
Oh.
But I have looked for it so hard and can't find it. But I think it is somewhere on YouTube.
Please, someone find this.
Yeah. Please. And do you know what? One of them that I sang was Ed Sheeran A-Team. Do you remember that song?
But like,
but everyone always done that.
I couldn't sing, and it was on the web. I had like a Sony Vio, and it was on the webcam of my Sony Vio.
Yeah.
And I done it like what's in my bag and everything.
Oh.
But I don't know where any of them are. I have looked, but maybe I didn't like put Niamh O'Connor in them. I don't
exactly.
Know.
So you'd be, you'd have to go through.
I haven't checked my YouTube in a while. It gives me PTSD.
to even look.
Yeah. No, don't even check that.
I have no access to my like original TikTok account, and I'm so jealous of you two that you have all those memories because I have nothing.
Don't be jealous. I get traumatized. No.
Nice.
So the way it does like this day last year or something, or like it gives you a little flashback.
Yeah.
And it's me walked in the house.
Yeah.
And Prada in the house. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Get away. To be honest, I probably wouldn't want, like, I was a bit mad back in 2020. I'd probably I'd probably have PTSD.
Did your account, you got locked out your account? Are you?
No, I got
how many accounts
banned.
Have you had, Niamh?
But when it gets banned, it's still
have you
there.
Had a few?
I've had like 10.
Have you?
Yeah. Like, I had a TikTok account with 1.2 million and it got banned.
Why?
But now, that was when I did OnlyFans, so the content like wouldn't be what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
were you able to post those videos?
TikTok was like so...
They didn't give out chill back then.
No, it's only... Even social media, it's only... Now, but see, people will always find ways around it. You see all the OnlyFans girls now doing like vlogs where they're like really like
subtly kind of
yeah. So back then it was kind of you could do whatever, I suppose. Yeah. It's only now that they've got a lot
they're flagging
more.
It now,
yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. But you can still, even I still have a lot of friends that do OnlyFans, they can still post it, but it only shows to their followers.
Okay,
it's like weird,
it's like the reach is limited, like, yeah.
But on my first account now, it would have just been me screaming at everyone all the time, like, giving
freaking out about everything.
I used to love that. Honestly, like,
let's be real, it was kind of iconic.
Yeah.
No.
So good. I remember you and your when you had the caravan at the back.
Oh my god, no.
I love that era. I did.
You know the video? Carly Mahady fucking always brings it up, you know? The cars go boom. And I'm wearing like the odd socks.
Cars.
What was I doing? Like, right, back to yous. Less of me, back to yous. How did yous actually meet for the first time?
We met at an event in Farrier and Draper. Mm-hmm. But the event wasn't, the event had been on before, isn't it? And the afters of the event. Was it the Mitchell event? The Be Perfect, the palette?
Sub-Zero, was it?
Sub-Zero,
was
I think it was that, yeah.
Oh.
I think it was that. Because I remember the outfit I'd on. I always remember things by outfits.
We have a picture actually of the two, the first time we met.
Skunk. Oh, no
way. Yeah, it's adorable. I'm like, no, I'm what am I wearing? A fake Versace dress? Awful. Awful.
Yeah. I'm wearing like a big fluffy, big huge cardigan.
Weird. I'd wear that.
The cardigan was all right.
Slapped.
The rest, I was wearing, actually wearing jorts as well.
Jorts.
But I feel like they used to be called culottes. Now they're called jorts.
Culottes.
I'd like, call them pedal pushers.
I'd call them culottes. No, but they were like outward.
Oh, wide ones.
Yeah, they were called culottes, but they were jorts, really.
Oh, but it's the same with gilets and body warmers. Like, I never called a gilet a gilet. It was
no, it's a body warmer. Yeah.
Same, actually.
Gilets.
Oh, they're trying to be fancy.
Yeah, true, actually. Yeah, but it was at that event. And that was our first time ever meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah, we knew each other through my brother.
Right.
So Jack would have been friends through someone. Jack had a friend called Orla, and Orla worked with Orla. Charlene.
Right. Okay. I met Jack.
I dropped Jack into Charlene's 21st, and I didn't know who Charlene was.
No way.
How sad is that?
That is invisible string.
Isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
So now, obviously, yous have grown so much together. Yous have the podcast, and yous have Birdhouse. Am I saying that right?
Birdhouse.
Yeah, I always wonder that when I read it, because it's H-A-U-S.
H-A-U-S, yeah.
That's a fancy.
It's German.
House in German.
Yeah.
Because we were like, how can we make it a bit more fancy? Yeah, and add in a bit of personal touch.
So that relates back to you.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
Every time I see a video of you speaking German, I'm like,
what? Oh, I'm fascinated. I love hearing her on the phone to her mom and all. I'm like,
everyone feels like they're glitching.
I'm the nosy neighbour. I'm like, what you're saying? I don't understand a word of it, but I'm like, fucking love it.
Yeah. And do you speak German all the time at home?
At home to my mum, yeah, because my dad doesn't speak it, so he'd be like, what?
I feel like so many people when they've seen you, remember you done that Get Ready With Me in German?
Yeah, the first
one. So people are like, what?
Yeah, because like, it's not really something people would know, because how do you bring it up on it?
Yeah.
You don't, like, so I'd say they were just, people were like, I had to watch it again to be like, is my brain working? Is this AI? Am I having some kind of seizure or something? Like, there was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So,
if I was bilingual, I'd be everyone.
You do the Irish.
I'd milk the shit out of it if I could.
I am shy at Irish.
I'm not fluent in it.
You
mad. That's Lauren I'm thinking of.
That's Lauren.
Lauren's for
I make version. Occasionally Irish videos because I always
even doing that, I can't even say two words.
Vanya.
I go through like these phases of like, actually, like I go through eras of like, I'm going to speak Irish today. And then I forget about it a week later and everyone's like, something's wrong with her. Like, why was she? She was Irish last week. Now she's fucking.
My favourite is your Irish dancing. But I feel I feel like that's not an era. I feel like you actually just start, like, that's all. You always do that.
Yeah,
like,
I loved. See, I was an Irish dancer growing up.
Yeah.
And that's like, did you have like a hobby growing up?
Yeah, stage school.
Yes.
Yeah, I like lived, eat, sleeped Irish dancing. And then I quit when I was 15, never thought about it again. But I feel like now, because I'm older, maybe it's because I know I'm getting older and I'm like, I want to cling on to my youth.
Yeah, so hold on to it a bit.
But it's there's something really comforting about doing something that you've done when you're young.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really, I've done bar, and I haven't done ballet since I'm 5, but I've done bar during the weekend. And like, all it was holding, it was really fucking hard, but it wasn't really ballet related, but you're doing like pirouette, or like, that's what's called. Plie and all that.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was like my inner child.
Yeah, it brings it out.
I didn't ever touch a bar when I was 5. I was too small. But like, it was really cute. Something healing about it.
Especially when it's because Irish dancing was traumatizing girls. Like, it's very.
I only ever did it in school. I wasn't in like a.
Yeah, competitive is like super. Like, it's like the dance teachers be hitting you with sticks and everything.
I'm
not even joking. Like, so when. Now, that's just normal though in the Irish dance world. Like, not. Maybe that's not normal now, but that was normal when I danced. Yeah. So now I feel like kind of taking it back and like doing it for fun is like
really it's different.
Healing.
Yeah.
Healing from getting hit with sticks.
Yeah.
I am really interested to know, and I asked Blah and Eve this as well, right? Because obviously they're sisters. How is it working with your best friend? Like, do you ever want to kill each other?
We've never had
we've never had a had fight.
Fallen out.
Never.
No.
I would.
But I'm not. I don't think I'm an argumentative person.
You're not.
Anyway.
No.
Like, I could count on one finger how many fights I've had with my friends in general.
Yeah, yeah, you're not.
Well, we had that, me, you and Cueva.
We had, yeah, the three of us had a fight before. But then we all just end up crying and be like, yeah, I love you.
It was so stupid.
It was the most ridiculous thing in the entire world, and drink was involved. So that that kind of egged it on a little bit more. But we've never had.
I also feel like we didn't fight in the fight. I think it was.
We were fighting with Cueva, I think, right?
I think it was you and Cueva, then it was me and Cueva, and then it was all,
and then it was the three of us.
And then we were all crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the only thing.
I would kill someone if I. Now, I'm not argumentative. But no, I can be. I can be argumentative, but then regret being argumentative and cry about
afterwards.
It. You know
Yeah.
So I would kill. I would, especially you two are so close.
Yeah.
And Blah and Eve, they're sisters. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think they say. I don't think I could with my sister now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I feel like it's easier. Like, obviously, I'd say something. I could say something to my sister that I definitely wouldn't say to Charlene. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your friend is different than your sister, kind of.
Yeah.
Thing.
Well, I don't think we've ever been like off limits.
Yeah.
But I think we were talking to the Sugar Bears that we asked them, we're like, what's it like being with someone that often, and like they're all living in the bus together, and they were like, you just get to know each other's things, like you get to know each other's personalities and what the other person needs.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
someone needs to give more 1 week, someone gives less. Like there's kind of that balance that I feel like we do well.
We do.
Yeah.
Because we kind of know.
And we're both late to everything. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And I was actually on today. So I wasn't late for one.
Yeah. The podcast will be 4 years old in October.
Yeah. I said that. What event was it that I said that to you? I was like, how? Because I think about 20 episodes into this podcast, I was like, how am I going to do? Like,
Yeah, what else can I tell?
We read the number, just be like, episode 100 and something, something. And we're like, how?
Doesn't feel real.
But that's such an achievement.
Yeah.
It's like such a big achievement. The fact that yous two are so busy as well. Like, I feel like yous are always up to something. So the fact that yous could balance that and your podcast.
Just about.
There was a time where we couldn't, though. I remember last year when we went to Australia.
Yeah.
I kind of mentally checked out before that.
Yeah.
I was kind of. Done, and I was sick of talking about relationships because I was so obsessed with me not being in one and being so down in the dumps about all that I was so bored of listening to other people's dilemmas, and I was nearly jealous of everyone else, kind of thing.
So
I had mentally checked out, and we had a little break, pissed off to Australia for a month. Best thing we ever did.
Oh my god, it was.
And then we didn't come back until the April, was it?
Yeah, it was March, about 4 months.
Yeah, so that was the only break we had from the podcast. But I do feel when we came back then, it was kind of a
fresh.
We needed it.
We don't do like seasons.
Yeah,
we go week to week to week, and even if one of us is sick, like the other person comes in, like we've never
missed it.
I don't know if we've ever missed a week apart from that break. Have we?
No.
There's always been someone standing in. We've had multiple co-hosts that haven't been each other. Like
there's been
times where we just had to do that.
We work it around. So fair play to the listeners for keeping up with us 4 years.
Yeah. But it's a lot. We're looking at summer and I'm looking at my schedule. I'm like, how am I gonna?
What are we gonna
fit
do?
Everything pre-records, in. But that's hard. Pre-recording's hard because you're very tired, and then you don't really have live updates of your life because you're pre-recording. So you already talked about all your live updates, and then you're like, what can I talk about now?
Yeah.
It's hard to be current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not current. Sometimes it's weeks and months.
I find it very hard to do. Like, we had to do 2 episodes in one day recently. And
it's a lot.
Yeah, I find it hard because I get real burnt out after the podcast.
Oh, we go mute. Yeah. Like, we don't speak.
You have to be, because you're so switched on the whole time. Yeah. It's not like a conversation with a friend. You're sitting there like, it is, but you're also aware that
people are listening.
Yeah, and you're thinking of things, and it's very like, it's, I don't know how people on radio do it.
No.
I always think that. I'm like, it's a long time.
Mm. And they're live. Like,
they're live.
A lot of them are live. Like, Casey Campion does radio.
I heard her. I heard her yesterday. And I never heard her before. I was like, oh my God.
She does radio and it's live. I'm like, what? Because I'm always fucking up and saying things, like, just stumbling over my words and stuff.
I just curse the whole time. Like, sorry.
We've done radio. We tried it out.
Christmas.
But I think that we went from podcast to trying radio. I feel like if you start with radio first. But I was so used to me, I'd say what you wanted, and then when you couldn't,
I
was like, awful. Oh, don't like it as much.
It's different. You probably feel like you're walking on eggshells.
It's just a bit more restricted, isn't it?
You have like your exact segments and your
timings
and like, I like this. Like,
Just being chill.
The flow.
Yeah.
I'm a chill girl.
So both of yous are loved up. with Graham and Dano. How do they deal? And this is, I'm asking this for me because my boyfriend hates, like, he runs away from the camera. Like, literally runs away. How do both of them cope with the social media aspect?
Oh, Dano hates.
Dano has, like, no choice.
No, he doesn't hate you. He likes, he'll be in the odd video. Lately, he's been in loads. And I'm surprised he hasn't been, like, saying, I'm not getting any more videos. Because he said one a month now.
That's what Alex says.
Like, Dano, it's not we planned them. It just happened. But he's only saying that. Like, he's been in loads recently. But he is very to himself, like, not a very sociable. I wouldn't call Dan a sociable man. Like, he is when you get to know him. He's very chatty, but I could talk to a wall homie on the street. He'd be, like, very reserved. Yeah. But it's not that he's, like, he's just shy. He's shy.
Shy.
Shy boy. Yeah. Like, so that side of it, he doesn't like. He was like, how many people are going to that thing, the Kaylee makeup analysis? Yeah. I was like, it's over 200. He was like, oh. He shuddered. He's like, that would be his hell.
Yeah.
And I had to walk into an event with him the other day. The event was over. I just grabbed my bag and he's seen people outside. He's like, oh no, I can't go there. Oh. He just doesn't like crowds and things like that. But other than that, he's grand. He's very secure, which is good. Yeah. I think you need that. I think
he's used to find out. Like,
I think an insecure man in this line of work is hell.
It never works.
Like, they'd be like, why are you posting that? Blah, blah, blah. Like, they have to understand that it's your job and, like, that's how it is. And, like, I'd say our job is a melt for them as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a lot of, you know, you don't come home and switch off fully. You're still working sometimes. Like, it's a lot to deal with. So props to Dana.
And you're sharing a lot as well. Like, I suppose I feel sorry for Alex sometimes because before me, I felt like nobody knew anything about him. Like, he was very, like, I didn't, private. Like, I was a big Versatile fan, but I didn't know anything about him. Whereas now, because I'm online, we share a lot of our life.
Yeah.
And that includes them because they're in our life.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you kind of have no choice.
No.
How does Graham deal with it? Because it's probably new to him. Yeah. Whereas Dano kind of has it anyway.
A little bit. Honestly.
He has his own thing and he's been with you for so long.
He's been with you for so long. He's probably had time to slowly adjust. Whereas Graham is just
thrown into it.
because when I met Dano, I had, like, 20k or something, so it's gone slowly. But for him to come straight into,
cutie. I think he's just used. See, I've known him since I'm a teenager, so it's not as if I didn't know who he was, and he knew what I did for a job. It wasn't a surprise to him.
Yeah.
So I think he's been grand. But I think our first date, we were in town outside Fade Street, and these girls asked me for a picture and he was like, I'll take it. And he ended up taking selfies of himself as well. I says, you've no bother.
He's
on
leaking
you.
Himself. Yeah.
Like, you're grand. You're fine, mind you. But he's grand. Like, if I take him, like, I've posted the odd picture of him and stuff, or, like, the odd TikTok or small little things. But if I ever do take a video of him, I'll ask him. I'll just be like, can I post that? Now, and more so recently, he's like, I don't care. And he was like, he said to me yesterday, I took a video of him driving the car, and we were sitting in the back of the car and he was asleep. And I was like, can I post that? And he was like, meh, I don't care.
Yeah.
But now he's more kind of like, I'd never post that and to make a show of him or, like,
put him
in a bad light kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he knew what he was getting himself into.
Yeah, and that's it.
You know, so.
I feel like if you get someone that has, like, loads of followers, you just have to kind of take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he just always says, I'm taking you down a peg or two. He always says that because he knows me as Ellen.
Yeah.
He
doesn't. Oh, stop.
Yeah. Like,
Hold on. Break for a sec. Is your name Mary?
I'm Mary Ellen. Yeah.
I did not know. I said the other day.
I feel like that still has never clicked in my head that's actually your name. Like,
my passport, well, my old one, I had to get a new one. They wouldn't let me put my birth cert name and I was so sad. But my old passport that I changed last year would have been Mary Ellen.
Oh my God.
My birth cert is Mary Ellen.
I cannot imagine you as Mary.
No.
Not much.
Hold my drink with Charlene and Mary.
Hold my drink with Charlene and Mary.
So he would have, that was my name. But when he knew me when we were teenagers, I would have been Ellen all the time. Going drinking in fields and he'd be there kind of thing. So he always says to me, like, I don't know you as this Ellie Kelly person. You're Ellen to
me.
He doesn't call me Ellie.
Does he call you Ellie?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it would sound weird if he called.
If he did.
I don't know.
I love that, though.
Or he'd feel weird maybe calling me Ellie.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he calls me Ellen.
Aww. I love that, though, because I feel like that's, like, he's with Ellen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like that is so wholesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice.
That is really cute. But I think that's, like, with any family member or friend, even, like, I feel like I always will check, oh, can I post this or something? Because it's my life. It's not there. Like, some people don't want to be in that spotlight and things and be always shown.
Yeah.
Like, even yesterday, we were, when I was driving down to Limerick, it was me, me, Graham, and my sister and her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I just took a picture of like the
seats
or car window. Oh, yeah, but it was my sister and her boyfriend in the front of the car. And my sister isn't on social media at all now.
Yeah.
So I just had to make sure I just kind of showed her. And I was like, can I post that just in case? Because I'd never want to do it and her not.
And she she's not able
to check it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's nice that I was checking.
And the thing is, people are so like, I used to kind of be a bit blasé about posting, like even just members of my family and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then they're getting ripped into. Like there's actually trolls ripping into like our family members and stuff that don't
but
have.
But that hurts different. If someone, like say what you want about me online, I could not give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
Come for any member of my family. Like if someone ever said that about my dad or anything.
Yeah.
I've shared like tiny bits, but I'm
I'd lose actually the head. Cope. No, it's not fair on them either. It's not something they sign themselves up for. So it has to be some sort of a line as well. I think.
Do you feel? I feel so much more comfortable talking about my family on the podcast than on my social media, and I think it's because I'm like, people that don't like me, are they really going to sit through like an hour and a half podcast?
I always think that as well. I mean, you can literally say what you want.
But then again, a lot like a lot of my stuff that I have posted with my family or with my dad, my mom isn't into it as much. My dad kind of definitely isn't either. He just has no choice, and I just post him anyway. But like anything that I would post of my family always gets the kind of best reactions.
Yeah,
because people want to see that like. Personal.
Personal
side to you, but it is hard to know.
They want to see that you're human.
Yeah.
Where the they line think is. That we're not.
No.
Yeah. I think for me, do you know my little cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, she's 10. So she's neurodivergent. Cute. And I used to post her all the time, never think anything of it. And one day I had her on my live on TikTok. This is recently enough. Like, she's just so excited by, like, me doing social media.
Yeah, of course.
She thinks I'm amazing.
You're a cool cousin. Like,
she goes around telling everyone. Aww. So she came into my live and it makes her day to just let her join the fucking live for 10 minutes and talk. Like, she doesn't have her camera on.
Yeah.
Her account isn't her name. And then people were ripping into her. And I was like, hold on a minute. This is a 10-year-old child. So after that, I was like, oh, God.
You have to be a special type of evil to rip into a child.
Yeah, definitely.
What? And you have to then think of, okay, is it worth them coming on the live to protect them.
Exactly.
Then, isn't it? Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. And they'll thank you for it. Like, even 100%. Now, I feel so bad because last night she rang me, girls, right? And I'm bringing her to Olivia Rodrigo and she listens to my podcast every week.
Right?
Now, half of this is
Hey, girl.
Half of this is not child friendly, but like, she's fucking dead wide. Like,
she
listens every week and she goes, so I have to stay with you the night before Olivia Rodrigo. So, could I come up and be on your podcast the day before? Like, Loda, you're like 11.
Talk about her life experience.
Like, what is she going to talk about? Like, what she's doing in school? So cute, though.
That is adorable.
Did you get her to bring one of her school books in or something?
Yeah.
I see things on TikTok now and it's like, are you smarter than a sixth classer? And I'm like, no.
No,
definitely not.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So Ellie, we were talking about this just before the podcast started. I'm actually dying to know. So you've just got mortgage.
Woohoo!
That's amazing. How was the process? Tell us, because I've always heard it's so hard when you do something.
So I did it on my own. It was just something that I've had in my head to do on my own, kind of all my 20s.
Yeah.
And in our line of work. Now, take this with a pinch of salt, everything that I'm going to say here, because someone could be like, no, it was so easy for me.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, with my experience.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Well done. The banks think our job is just like fake. Like
they're
just,
not real.
Yeah, that it's not, which on one hand I do kind of understand. Like, it's not a secure, you're not in a salary, you're not like, do you know what I mean?
It could be gone tomorrow.
Some months could be better than others kind of thing. So I think the banks were the hardest to try and like
convince.
You're basically going, please, I have money, please. But the process of it was just head melting. And I remember even, like, only a few weeks ago recently, I remember saying to my mom, I was like, if I don't get approved by this certain time, I said, I don't even want to try anymore. I'll wait another few years and do it again, because the head melt of it. Oh, my God. Thank God. I had a really good mortgage broker who helped me out with it. And fair play to her. Like, even when she rang me, when I got the email that it was approved, I was roaring crying. And I was like, thank you for all your help.
It's such an achievement, though.
I know. But, it's like, amazing. Fair play to her having to deal with me for so long and the back and forth of all the records you need. And, like, girls, like, I'm talking PayPal, Revolut. Like, they go in depth. Every, like, Birdhouse, they had to look at. Like, anything that you have put money into, or like
in the last fucking 20 years.
Oh, they will, like, my credit union, like,
stop. Oh, even the credit union.
Oh, I couldn't even have a little cheeky fake, like, or a little shy bank account somewhere. Nope. They need to see it all. So I think that was the hardest part of it, was just gathering all that information. Mm-hmm. And then when that information runs out, then, oh, sorry, you need to redo it all, get it all again. And when I got the email, I was just sobbing. My sister kept being like, why are you crying? And I was like,
happy to.
I'm an emotional person anyway, but I was just like, such a relief.
Especially when you do a job like this, because I suppose what yous are saying is so true. Like, this could all be gone tomorrow. So to have the security there of like, okay, I'm going to have a house and like, I'm going to be, you know, that's a big
thing. Yeah.
Started looking.
Yeah. So I've been looking for like ages, and my mom used to actually work in Douglas Newman Goods years ago. So, and she just always loves looking up houses and stuff.
We've gone
to a few viewings, and this was before I was mortgage approved, but now we're really like, right, we need to narrow this down.
Yeah.
We need to start. I need to know what I want to look for, if it's a new build, if it's a second hand.
Yeah.
Like, I need to weigh out all my options. But if I could buy the house next door to my mum, I would.
You would, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%. The market is just insane.
Oh, in Dublin, are you mad?
When me and Alex, well, obviously, everyone knows this on the podcast, but Alex bought our house because he had a bit of money there, and I was meant to go in on it, but my house in Turkey, I think I was telling you this.
Yeah, you did.
I was meant to sell my house in Turkey, and then I'd pay for like half of the house.
Yeah.
But my ex is like in the house in Turkey.
Brilliant. And they can't get him out.
Yeah, they can't get him out. Right. It's so hard, and it could be a couple of years. So it was to the point where it was like, right, you just buy this house, and then when I get the house in Turkey sold, we can upgrade and get like a nicer house. And like, I pay bills. I bought nearly all the furniture. So
people think you just live there like and do nothing. Literally, Alex's house. Yeah. That's it. Like, no, that's not the case.
And we're part, like, I have no, I don't think we'll ever break up. So it's like, this is my fucking house. Yeah. Anything that's his is mine.
Yeah.
But
sure.
when we were looking, like, we were going to viewings, and say the house was 300K. Every single house, 100K over asking. It was insanity. Insanity. So that's one thing I'll say. When you're looking and it's like the asking price is like 320, be prepared that it's going to go for at least 400.
See, that'll wreck my head. Yeah.
Is that because you can bid on them?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
If you go in and say it's...
So the houses you show me, if you go in and say, I'll pay that now, can they say no?
You could have Mary and Joe down the road who say, I'll give you 20 grand more, we want it. And then you have to come back and outbid. That's with second hand houses. With new builds, I'm nearly sure.
Oh, new builds are just set right.
So that's probably better then to do.
I don't want a new, I don't think I want a new build.
New builds are smaller, aren't they?
They're smaller, they're not built as well. I want a fireplace. A fireplace is just a thing in my head that I'm like,
that you want.
I've grown up in my house, like, there's nothing like coming home when I walk into my mom and dad's house and I see that fire on. I'm like, that's homey to me.
Yeah.
The driveway is bigger, the back garden. I have to bring Bobby with me. Like, you know what I mean? There's so much I have to take into account, but we'll see how it works out anyway.
That's the online bidding is the worst. So if they have
online, I only saw that last night. I was looking at a house, it was lying in bed with Graham, and we were looking, and it said like 13 online bids.
Yeah.
And I was like, but can you click in and see them?
I don't think so. No, you can if you bid. But because it's online, this is what we found, right? Over the phone bids, they don't go for that much over asking, because I think people actually realise this is real money. Well, online bidding, it's like monopoly money. It's like
it's like
some form of gambling.
You just type it.
Yeah, that's it. And people don't realise what they're actually bidding. Like, me and Alex, for that house paid way over what we should have, but we just loved the house.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
You just kept bidding a bit.
Yeah, this is what we want. But like, people are nuts. The market is crazy. I'm like, this market better crash. Like,
I know,
better
crash. Please, God.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. People are going to get out of me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Never
mind. Going up and up and up. Like,
just the housing price.
Yeah, every time someone says, like, oh, no, it'll be better to buy in a year.
Yeah.
It's never the right time to buy, but it's probably just going to go up and up.
So it's like, it's the sooner the better.
100%.
Oh, I only seen this the other day, actually. Sorry.
Oh.
I only seen the other day that you and Dano, I seen it, you done that Penny's ad. I didn't realise you and Dano were living together.
Yeah. He's lived with me since, what we know, January? Last June. So he signed a contract. Yeah, it's a while. So it was last June, and he came back from England, and then he was kind of him and on about going back. We didn't really know. And he signed for like a long term contract in January. So he's here for like the long run. Yeah. He said he's going to get a new couch But the thing with the couch is we can't get a new one unless we put that into storage. And storage is expensive. I looked it up. Like, it was like, what was it? Adding up to like 100, 150 a week or something.
Well, I can borrow your couch in my house for a while.
Take it, honestly. It looks like something out of an office.
No, it does.
And like, I hate to say I'm grateful for it because it came with the apartment.
Yeah.
But obviously, I pay for it. Like, yeah, but it's a couch. It's fine. Like, it's done me for 2 years nearly. But it's just, oh, it's so uncomfortable.
You want to put your own.
It's like lying on the floor. Like, I don't even sit on it. I lie on my bed and Dano sits on it. And he's like, he has like an imprint in it. But yeah, we're living together. Oh, man.
And how was the like transition for you? Because he was in England before.
Yeah. Because I think we worked really well long distance.
Yeah.
And if we ever went back to long distance, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. That sounds like I'm trying to get rid of him. But like, we worked really well. Like, for how busy we both are, it was fine. I would never say we had any like issues. But then he came back. And then for a while he was off. Oh, he was off all Christmas then when he came back. And like, he was off for a long time.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to go back to work.
Go back.
Do you know when you're sitting, like, because I'm at home all the time, most of the time doing work. Like, you do get to your toes. And it's the stupidest shit of like, fucking sock on the floor. Like, everything just builds up. Like, there was just little naggy fights about things like that. But we're fine now. He's back in his job. Yeah. I'm like away a lot and in and out of the country, so it's fine. But yeah, we really like it.
Though, going on. Like, long, not only just long distance to home, but long distance to like living together.
And well, because I lived there by myself for a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then this is Barbie's dream house. And comes in, it's like mojo dojo. Like, it's still all pink and everything. Yeah. Everything will always
My sister
like
asked me that yesterday. She was like, how are you going to manage washing Grimes' clothes? And I was like,
Bobby. Yeah, I've
I don't
those.
Think you trust me anyway to do it. But also I'm like, oh my god. And someone actually commented that on my TikTok. They were like, maybe live with your boyfriend before moving in or something, and then other people just all fight with each other. I'm like, I'll let you as well.
Honestly,
me and Alex moved in, like, girls, I'm not joking. We weren't even together 6 months when he rang me. He was on the Snoop tour and he rang me and was like, hey, like, how would you feel if, when I, like, he was on the first part in Australia on his own. Aww. And he rang me and he was like, how would you feel if, like, I just came and moved in with you and I come back? Because he was there all the time. But that's just bollocks, you know, the way people are like, oh, live with him, like, no,
it's grand.
When you know, you know. And like, what's the worst that can happen? If me and Alex break up now, I move out, that's it, I go back, get an apartment, that's like, there's it's not that deep.
No, I agree.
You know, people
I agree.
Make this big huge deal as if it's like the biggest, like, yeah, it's definitely a life change, but
you're not signing your life away.
No,
like, you're literally living with someone.
Yeah,
like, and I think the older you get, the more like times don't matter.
Yeah,
of like, no, how long. Yeah, like, if you were like 16 doing that, might be a bit different.
Yeah,
I'm like, so excited. I keep saying to him, like, I can't wait to be like, are you at home?
Yeah.
So, like, stupid little things like that. Or we were lying in bed last night and I was like, are you gonna do like all the like lighting out the back garden and all their house? And he's like, yeah. Like, to be able to like have that and look forward to that my like happy age of 30, like,
are you 30?
I'm 30 in August.
Fuck off.
Yeah, she puts on, she tells him she's already 30.
Stop. I am, basically.
No,
but like,
you need to say 29 and
jumping from jumping from each other's mom's houses, like, it's grand, obviously, because it's what you have to do. But like,
of course,
I think our own space
be nice to have your own space.
Really, even know yourself,
and you deserve it. It's been you deserve like this happiness now.
Yeah,
more than anybody in the whole
world. Oh, I love you.
Definitely.
So recently on social media, I'm sure we've seen like Chloe and Ella speak out about all the experiences they had. That was crazy.
Oh my
like,
god,
what is going on?
Awful. And do you know what as well? I feel like a lot of people did not deep with Ella, like, how scary, like, a group told 200 men. Like, attacking.
Yeah, I imagine like that being your child or your brother, or like, imagine knowing a man in that
your
group.
Your sister.
Chat.
Like, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Like, these aren't like kids. Like, these are college age men. Like,
it's scary.
So scary.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And I know you spoke out, Charlene, recently about having a bodyguard for events. Just after what happened to you.
Yeah.
What do you think could be done in order to make women feel safer? Is there anything? Like, that's kind of a...
Are we all... Like, are women just always...
If men,
like,
men could not do things that make women feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's down to the women. I think it's down to the men.
Yeah, and I don't even think... I feel like it's always been a problem, but I think it's getting so much more now. And I think people might think... I think it's because so many people speak out about it. It's so amazing that people do, and it brings so much light to it, because... For every one influencer, whoever, that comes with their story, I'm just thinking of recent, like, Chloe, Ella, like, there's 100,000 other girls that's happened to, or something similar has happened to. So them to speak out is amazing, but it's also shit because you realise how much it's happening.
How much?
And in every situation, like Ella was college, Chloe was in a hotel, yeah. I was out for dinner. Like, these situations where people don't feel safe anymore. Yeah. And it's just like...
But they're such normal things that we should be able to go through.
Yeah. They're just like everyday activity. It's not like...
Nothing out of the norm.
No.
Yeah. I think we need to educate men more.
Yeah.
You know, it should be a human, decent thing. But even change the talk around it, because I feel like men... Like, when that happened to me, I think of the amount of men that reach out to me, and I'm like, it was literally a grain of rice in a fucking pile. Like, it was... Like, even men I knew didn't reach out. And it's like, they don't really understand...
Yeah.
How bad things are.
No.
I even say to Zano, if I'm like over a walk, I'm like, you know, I couldn't do this by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to make them, like, I know it's Zano, but like, even things like that, just a chain reaction of like, they have it so lucky, like that they can do that.
And they don't realise, even the good men, like one night Alex said to me, I was like, I don't drive. So I was like, it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, will you bring me to the shop? And he was like, Niamh, it's only 5 minutes away. Just walk.
No.
It's
not just a walk.
Like, it doesn't register in their brains that this stuff.
It's because they're the good ones, and that's why it doesn't register. Yeah. Because they're good and they think, they wouldn't
do that.
Like someone else would think. So it's.
But even I think to like, to the they look like little things, but like even like men's group chats or like, you know, when they send in like porn videos and things, different things like that. I'm like, that's, think of that to a women's group chat.
Yeah.
Or think of men's football. Towards like a women, what are our hobbies like compared to football? Like men are like shouting racist abuse and like I was, people were calling like me a slut at Dan and Graham's.
That was
before years ago.
So made like a flag,
and I'm like, these misogynistic things are everywhere.
Yeah,
like, and it's just how they're bred. It's how they're born. Like, sorry, it's not how they're. It's something in the men is different. Obviously, they have like a different kind of makeup, I think, than women.
Yeah,
I agree.
Fully. Like. There is a ways of how to not turn into violence.
And I think as well, I think men, like women are allowed to like express and emote. And like, you know, if I even came to yous today crying and was like, oh my God, I've had the worst day. Yous wouldn't like laugh. Yous would be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Whereas with men, I feel like there's so much more pent up emotions, which can then turn into violence and rage. I feel like a big part of it is stop with the like, oh, be a man when they're younger, and boys don't cry. And no, men cry the same as women cry. Yeah. They actually, to be honest, men are bigger bitches than women. Like, I've seen my boyfriend's group chats. I know men are bigger bitches.
Yeah.
So, but they're not allowed to like publicly have emotions the same way women are.
True.
Which then, it's not an excuse, but I think that that's a big part of why then when a lot of men get older, they can have this like violent, aggressive streak, because
100%.
I think it's a resentment of women as well. I think for a lot of men, it's a resentment of women. I think it's so deep. Like, I don't know if it'll, it's so sad to think, because I'm like, will we ever live in a world where girls just feel safe?
Can go on a walk.
Dano literally walks behind when I run. He walks.
Oh, yeah. Charlene.
I know.
He's an angel.
He's so cute.
Like, that is smile. So cute.
I'm pegging it off. Like, kind of makes me run faster as hell.
Yeah, that is so cute.
But yeah, I think even like when I think of social media, I'm like, men see these young boys. Think of like you at that age. Like, you take in, you soak up like a sponge. Like, boys that are seeing all these like other men talk about women horribly under all of our comments. We've had horrible comments. Like, if little boys are seeing that, they think that's okay. I can talk to them like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's so bad for that brain.
They get less of.
They'll think a woman is this, a woman is this. That's okay. I can say what I want about
an object.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And men don't get the same amount of hate that, or the same type of hate women do.
No. Yeah.
Things like that.
So. I was actually only talking about that on live recently. I think there is such, it's dystopian watching, like, for example, Lauren Whelan got absolutely trashed all over TikTok. Like, really fucking, some of the comments I seen about her were absolutely vile. And a lot of them were by girls. And that's so disappointing. For saying, go out and have more fun. Like, that's crazy.
I think it's the era we live in as well.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm really sorry, but it's all neat. Like, I really do think this, it fucking irritates me so much.
Like, I would have just swipe, if I related to that, I'd just be like, oh, yeah, swipe on. Like, I wouldn't be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I just, I
yeah.
You're all just so sensitive.
Yeah.
Not that deep.
Yeah.
In the best way possible. Like, Lauren, for instance, would take her, coming on saying, oh, I think more people should go out clubbing.
Yeah.
Deadly. Okay, that's Lauren's opinion. You don't have to
You don't have to go.
Like, do you know what I mean? I don't. I think everyone online, like,
They just, take someone breathe. Wrong, would it?
Just yeah. breathe. Just, you don't like it, scroll. You yeah. don't. I sometimes I'm just infuriated by social media and I'm just yeah. like, even me and Quiva, my little brother, I think before, did we say something? We were talking about something. I can't remember the context mm. of it, but it wasn't anything bad or yeah. whatever. And he was like, oh no, you can't say that. And we were like,
what?
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah. it's just, I think it's different ages and different generations. You're yeah. just yeah. like, what can you say these days?
Yeah. Sure. The other day I posted a video and it was like, I was joking, I'd done a pregnancy test. I don't know why I keep thinking I'm pregnant. I'm on the
thing.
Coil.
Yeah.
And someone commented being like, now this was not me like making a joke out of being pregnant on April Fool's or anything like that. I was just like, yay, escaped another summer, like whatever.
Yeah.
There was like someone commented on it being like, this is just so insensitive. I would normally just ignore that, but I was like, do you know what? Fuck this. What if I'm actively trying to not get pregnant and I'm triggered by people getting pregnant? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Flip it the other way.
Flip it around. So I made a video. I was like, lad, fuck off. But then there was loads of women being like, I literally can't have kids and this does not offend me if someone yeah. else gets a not pregnant pregnancy
yeah.
test.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are just fucking wild online.
They take, I think they take everything like as if the video is made for them for personally. Them.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, everything is very like
yeah.
yeah like Lauren did not send you that video, she made it. That was her thought in her head that she wanted
yeah,
a voice
yeah.
people should be like, if she thinks that and you think you are that person, then like
if the shoe fits
but also if Lauren thinks you're born, that's fine. Like
yeah
that, if someone thought you, I was born, I'd be like, I don't yeah, yeah someone calls me born, I'm like, okay.
It's mad though how opinion, like something like that, if we're just saying
yeah
go clubbing and it caused uproar.
That gives me the fear of saying things anything. Online because I'm like yeah. it does make you think twice about things. You're like, because yeah. could people take this wrong? Because that yeah. if I was her, I wouldn't have thought twice about that video.
No,
yeah, because yeah. you were like, it was just an opinion, just an
it's
observation,
just a normal video.
Yeah. yeah,
and it's, I feel like that doesn't happen, like, not to put everyone in the same box, but I feel like, when do you ever see like men getting, I know there was one incident recently, but let's mm-hmm. in the general frame of things, when do you ever see men getting absolutely dogged out for mm-hmm. saying you're born if you don't go out? Like, you don't.
If a man influencer had made that video, it would no. that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Like, no. But that's the thing. Then it's like all these women being horrible towards women. I'm like, what? No one's nice to us.
No.
Yeah. If it's not the men, it's the other girls being yeah. bitches. Like, it's just like, we need to be kinder to each other because yeah. we have get enough shit from the other fucking sex. Like, we need yeah. to be supportive and kinder. It doesn't take much. Like,
yeah. So obviously we touched on this a little bit at the beginning of the episode. 168 main podcast episodes.
Is that how many it is? I actually didn't know.
141 bonus.
Is it?
So wow. over 300 episodes you have done. How?
What are we talking yeah. about?
That's what I want to know.
How we still got word left in our head?
I really don't know.
Yeah. That's what I want to know. After yeah. like 20 episodes, I was like, right, what do I do now?
I know. When I got approached for the podcast, I was like, I didn't think I could talk that long. I was yeah. like, what do you talk about? Because I loved listening to them. I loved podcasts. Yeah. I don't listen to as many anymore as I used to, but probably time thing. But like, just, I was like, what do you talk about? Like, how do you feel that time? But
yeah.
pretty grand actually. Yeah.
Made it work anyway.
Yeah. Some yeah, weeks take more than others. Like, it just yeah. depends on, there's times when you're in bad humor. Like,
yeah.
it's hard to always pull it, or we're hungover or something.
Yeah. yeah.
Or like, we're just tired, but we've managed to
pull it through. Yeah. How long have you actually been, like, how long is that? How many is that in years? Like,
if you don't take out if we hadn't had the break, we would have been on like 4 years.
Oh my God.
But 4 years in October.
Oh,
but the break was, the break took out about like 12 episodes, 16 maybe.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have grown and evolved with the podcast.
Well, yeah, we feel like we're so boring. As in, like, our lives are so boring now compared to before. We used to come over.
Yeah.
Like come from a party or like just different things. Like, we were single, we had a single era. Like,
our single era was fun.
A single era was fun.
For the podcast, I mean. Just
yeah, it was. You know what I mean? And then yeah. now we're just really like, settle, but it's mad how much can change in yeah. 4 years. Not yeah. it's 3.5 really. Like, it's mad yeah. much can change.
Yeah, especially in yeah. I feel like 20s is all about that kind of like
transformation.
Evolution.
Yeah.
What did they say? Like, transformation.
You're finding
yeah. finding yeah, yeah. yourself.
Like
yeah.
a butterfly.
You have a live show coming up.
Yeah.
On the 8th of May in Vicar Street.
Yes.
So do you want to tell people what they can expect?
So it's basically like a kickstart of summer.
Yeah.
We want it to be like the official start of summer, like people are doing their exams to come. It's like a really, we always say girly, but like, people bring their boyfriends yeah. and boyfriends yeah. love it. I had a boyfriend as a taxi man before and he was like, I really enjoyed your show.
Oh, no yeah. way.
So boyfriends welcome. You can come by yourself. We have a lot of people who listen to podcasts don't know the friends who do, so they come alone and make friends.
Yeah.
We have amazing guests. You've been a guest
yeah.
a few times. Has it been three times? three times.
Rinse
for me. I know.
I loved. I actually, before I was ever a guest on your podcast, I think I had been a guest in the studio, but I hadn't been a live show guest. I actually got tickets and went.
Remember that you were sitting in the front. Yeah, I remember.
I was so drunk. Where were we?
I feel like we're definitely less drunk now than we were.
There's been a lot of shows that like. I'll remember the first half and then
the second half.
I'm like,
it goes so quick though. So it's definitely night drinking, but it's a Thursday, so at least you'll be only hungover for one day.
Yeah, fine.
And we've new segments this time. So if you've been before, you can come again, and it's completely new. And if you want to come for the first time, you're more than welcome.
We're trying to give it a bit of a rejig, kind of.
Yes,
because we have been doing the podcast or the live show for three years.
Yeah.
So and we've done Vicar Street so many times, but we love going back there.
Yeah.
So. This one now on the 8th of May is the only one that we're doing. Because when we announce them, what we've done in the past is we've announced them and then we'd be like, oh,
we're doing another
in a few weeks we're coming here. Yes. And somebody might be like, oh, for fuck's sake, it would have been easier for me to go there.
Yeah, I've got tickets already.
Yeah, or I have tickets. Yeah, but this Dublin show now on the 8th of May is the only one that we're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fresh new live show and
summer bonanza.
Yeah, the big summer blowout.
So I keep calling it summer soiree. I don't know
yeah, is. Soiree. Is that real fancy?
Yeah, I think so. It's not fancy.
Definitely not fancy. But, yeah.
And where can they get tickets?
Ticketmaster.
Yes. I think we have a few VIP left. VIP is like a meet and greet and a Q&A beforehand. Just like intimate little thing. And then we're like nearly ready. We'll have like our hair and makeup done, just a little tracksuit or something on. And it's really nice for the show to get to meet people because I feel like it connects. And then you're more excited for the show when you see them front row again.
So they can ask questions.
Face to recognise,
That, I don't know, maybe juicy questions or nosy questions.
Yeah, that they want to know.
That they can, pick their seats so you get better seats if you do them.
Perfect.
Yeah, Ticketmaster.ie.
And we have one last question, right? Mm-hmm. We ask this to every guest.
But because it's called Unscripted, we always ask for the most unscripted moment in your life that you can remember. So something that didn't go to plan, or you just took a chance or winged something, whatever it might be. Ooh. I told you you'd need a minute.
Life. Jesus.
Life. Yeah. That's me.
I would say two things. One is I started college and dropped out, and then I thought my life was over, and then I started a new course and finished that one. So I was in childcare. And like, they made me wear like this horrible cardigan.
I just always picture her in a cardigan.
And on the day that I dropped out, I was out biting into McDonald's ham and cheese toast or bacon cheese toasty. And the seagull came off, swiped out of my hand. It was like something of a film. I was literally like this, ready to eat it. I was like, it's the worst day.
And then the bus.
Then I got stuck in the doors of the bus. Not a good day. And then I went into market and finished my course. That was good. Second one's probably the podcast.
Yeah.
We kind of just winged that. We had a call at the very start and they were talking about a 12-week contract.
Mm.
And we were like, oh, God.
We're like 12 weeks, yeah. Jesus.
Where will we be in 12 weeks?
Yeah. Like, what have we got to talk about in 12 weeks?
Yeah, and then four years later and we're still here. So we definitely winged that and just, we went. I think when you go into something with no expectations like that, it's always better. Yeah. We had no expectations. We didn't think anyone was going to listen.
No, we hadn't a clue what we were talking about.
When we announced it, I remember being like, oh, people actually are really excited for this. I was like, really? Like, are you sure?
Our pilot episode, even listening to that, is like, ah, God loves us.
Yeah.
What we were doing.
Yeah.
Not a notion.
I need to listen to that back, actually.
Yeah, so... Probably the podcast. Yeah. I think just life then as well. Like
life, yeah. Mine would be just life.
Yeah.
Everything every day.
Yeah.
Literally everything, even in here every week. I haven't a clue what I'm
doing. Oh, winging it. Like, doing this as a full time job. That's like that's unscripted.
You learn as you go. Like,
It's not something you're going into knowing what it is. No. There's no handbook or no like guidebook on how to do it or like.
No college course.
Yeah, you are learning.
There is now, actually.
I think there is in Carlo.
Back with that.
I don't know.
I feel like that.
I'd love to see what that is all about.
I think that is the stupidest
thing.
And no offense to anybody doing it, but the reason I think it's so stupid is because I don't think you can teach it.
No.
I think
I said the same.
Personalities. Yeah. Certain personality types are like. The same way some people are made to be doctors, I think certain personality types are made to do something like be a public figure of some sort.
Mm.
So I don't think like, you can teach people, but then it's like, is it fake then?
Yeah.
Is that not who they really are?
I feel like my personality on paper actually isn't meant to be this.
Yeah, you're very quiet.
I'm very quiet. Yeah. Like, I actually am.
Not with a few spicy words.
Like, I'm not quiet as in, like, I could talk to anyone. Yeah. And I love talking and I love people.
Yeah, I'd like, more say to Charlene, I'd be like, oh, no, you ask. Like, if you were somewhere or something.
Things, but I've had to teach myself that. Like, I used to be, I wouldn't have done that. I had to just force myself to do that. So, like, if I didn't ever force myself to do any of that, I'd be like a mouse.
Yeah.
So, naturally, on paper, I'm actually not. So, I'm like, I don't know, can you teach it? Like,
maybe you can.
Maybe you can. I don't know.
Yeah, because you probably taught yourself.
Yeah. But I also think if you fake it, you make it. Like, I didn't come on like a mouse. I'd come on, like, probably a bit more. Yeah. But I think this job has made me come out of my shell so much. You have to be. Yeah. Like, you have to learn to talk to any person of any age. Like, anything. Yeah. So, I think it's good.
Fake it till you make it is definitely, like, this. People always ask me, like, how did you do it? Like, you just fake it. You put the video up. Yeah. You pretend you don't care what anyone thinks when you do.
Turn the phone off and throw it away.
You scroll two comments.
Yeah. Eventually, like, 10 videos down, it's like, this is natural to you now, you know?
Yeah.
And it's same with, like, hate comments. It's like, you fake not caring until you literally don't care.
Literally. And when you realise that they're all just really sad people.
Yeah. Flip it back on them and just feel so bad for them.
Hate you for them. Yeah. Exactly.
I wish I had that time.
Right, girls, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Do you want to give your... Obviously, they're all going to know your social. No. Do you want to give your social?
It's just Charlene Murphy, and then it's At Home I Drink Pod.
Yeah.
Ellie's.
I'm just Ellie Kelly.
You got an extra Y or something, or extra?
Oh, yeah, it's two E's, two E's at the end of Ellie and two Y's at the end of Kelly.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's been so lovely. It's so weird having yous on instead of...
Well, you've been on ours so many times.
But it's so lovely. And thank you for making it.
We love you. Thank you so much.
And good luck with the live show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure that you're following our socials at UnscriptedGoLoud. Guys, I lecture you about this every single week, but you better be following. Make sure you're following and I'll see you again next week. Same time. See you there. Mwah.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.